Good morning. I'm Deacon Andrew Ames Fuller, and today is Tuesday of the first week in Advent, December 5th, 2023. Our lesson today is from Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 13. Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of robbers." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amid the gentle unfolding of Advent, today we continue to step into the sacred narrative that intricately binds the Old and the New Testaments, celebrating also St. Clement of Alexandria. His words, "All the scriptures breathe the Spirit of Christ," guide our contemplation today. The Old Testament prophets, like Amos, remind us of God's covenant with his people, and the call to uphold divine justice, an echo reverberating through the Psalms and orchestrating a longing for pure worship. As the narrative transitions into the New Testament, the Apostle Peter underscores the authenticity and fulfillment of this prophetic message in Christ. The scene in Matthew's Gospel vividly unfolds with Jesus, our true temple, cleansing the earthly temple. His actions, far beyond a mere historical event, unveil a profound epiphany, highlighting the essence of pure worship and evoking a deeper communion with the divine. The zealous act of Jesus, clearing the temple courts, challenges us. Do our places of worship mirror the reverence and sincere communion depicted by Jesus? As we inch closer to the coming of Christ, let's allow this narrative to sweep our hearts clean of worldly distractions, kindling a sincere longing for authentic worship, reflecting the true temple, Jesus Christ, in our lives and our places of worship. Heavenly Father, as we traverse through Advent, grant us the grace to seek the purity of worship exemplified by Jesus, our true temple. May our hearts be abodes of sincere communion with you, echoing the divine narrative across the tapestry of our lives. Let the scriptures breathe upon us, nurturing our remembrance of and anticipation for the sacred morn when heaven will touch earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.